Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you on today's Basic Gospel program. If you have a Bible question or an issue you're living with, maybe something in the Christian life that's not going just exactly the way you'd hoped it would go, well, here's your opportunity to get your question answered, and we'll be glad to deal with it with you today on Basic Gospel. Give us a call right now or whenever you choose at 844-322-2742. That number's open all the time for you, our Basic Gospel listeners. And again, it's 844-322-2742. Call now because Bob Christopher is here and we want to hear from you as well.
Yes, indeed, we sure do. And this week we're talking about God's faithfulness. And boy, that's something that we all need to know, that God is faithful, that God, when he promises, he actually delivers on those promises. And we are beneficiaries of that. We are beneficiaries of the covenant, of the new covenant, the promises of the new covenant, that God was going to write his laws on our hearts and in our minds. Well, he's done that through the gift of the Holy Spirit. So God was faithful. He delivered on that promise to everyone who's called upon the name of the Lord. He says that we are his people. So we see throughout the New Testament that that the blood of Jesus Christ has redeemed a people for God. And as Paul said in Titus, we're a people eager to do what is good. It says that we will know the Lord. That's one of the promises of this new covenant. Well, God is faithful to reveal himself to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So we know what God is like. We know him. We know him personally. We know him intimately. And we know that he is faithful. And then it says he will forgive our iniquities and sins, and he will remember them no more. Well, he's delivered on that. He has forgiven us of our sins. Time and time again in the New Testament, we read passages such as 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. I write to you, my dear children, that your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Or Ephesians 1, 7, in him, in Christ, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Or Colossians chapter 3, where it says he made us alive, those of us who were dead in trespasses and sins, he forgave all of our sins. Mm-hmm. So this was a promise. God was faithful and delivered on that promise in the person and work of Jesus Christ. We have other promises that he is going to conform us into the image of his son. Well, guess what? He's going to do that. He's going to deliver us to that end. He has chosen the destiny that was predetermined, and now he's going to deliver on that promise. Now, we may make all kinds of turns and twists and all of these things on our Christian journey, but we're still headed for that destination. Why? Because God is moving us there. So we know that God is faithful. Just look at what God has accomplished for us in Christ Jesus. We have an eternal inheritance. We have the gift of God's Spirit. All of these things were promised beforehand and now in Christ have been delivered to us. So guess what, folks? You can know that God is faithful. What does that mean to you right now in your current situation? Some of you are just doing fantastic right now. Life is good. It's smooth sailing, and you're grateful for that. You're grateful for that particular time or this particular time in your life. For others, it's not so smooth sailing. It's rough waters. It's turbulent waters. You don't know how you're going to get through it. Well, here's what you do know, is that in those turbulent waters, you have God's presence with you. Every single believer on planet Earth has God with them. That is the good news of the gospel. God has come to take up residence in you and me. So as we go through the trials and tribulations of life, we're going to go through it not alone, but with God with us. Yeah. And the second thing is that we know that God is faithful to deliver on his promises. Now, God doesn't say he's going to get rid of all the trials and tribulations of life, but what he does say is that he's going to get us through the trials and tribulations of life.
Right.
Well, if he's promised that, guess what, folks?
He's going to deliver.
Why? Because God is faithful. If there's one thing that you can remember, wake up every day, go to bed every night, it's that truth. God is faithful. He was faithful to Israel back in the Old Testament. He is faithful to you here and now.
Here and now. Good news, Bob. Thanks for sharing that. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and it's the kind of good news you hear every day, and I'm glad that you tuned in to hear it. We would love for you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, and you can do that by calling toll-free 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you and answer your question or get into your particular issue and discuss it here on Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742. Now, friends, in mid-October, Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley are going to be teaming up for a grace-intensive Bible conference that we call United. It's going to be the first opportunity since before COVID for our Basic Gospel friends and Andrew's Grace Message friends to join together in person to learn and celebrate God's grace in Jesus Christ. It's going to be a great time to immerse ourselves with the clear, solid biblical teaching of two of the finest grace teachers of our time, Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. So we invite you to come and celebrate what connects us at this exciting Bible conference called United, October 15th through the 17th in our ministry hometown of Louisville, Texas. You can go online right now and get information at basicgospel.net/united. And once you get that information, I want you to go ahead and click that register button and be a part of it, okay? Again, basicgospel.net/united. We hope you are going to be there. Once again, going to give that phone number, 844-322-2742. Calls coming in, but we want to hear from you as well. Bob?
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania with our friend David. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bob Davis. Welcome back, buddy.
Oh, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. It's good to be back.
Sure. You're very welcome. Well, it's good to see you. Good to hear your voice and see you on TV and all that.
Thank you.
Okay, the question, guys. Smuggling Bibles into China and different countries, okay? Wouldn't it be easier to get – what would be the least amount of that we could smuggle in to get the Word of God to these people? You know, just a guess, you know. Would it be John 3:16 or, you know, like a scripture verse or, you know, something you could – it wouldn't be so
dangerous or
really
risky.
Yes.
How can we mitigate risk and still have the power of the gospel delivered? I'm sure missionaries and missionary organizations are calculating those various risks. But the ideal would be to get as many copies of the Word of God into a country as we possibly can and allow people to read it. I mean, you want people to actually read the Word of God and have the power of the Word of God do its work in their lives. I'm sure those folks who are involved in those types of activities, getting the Word of God into places where it's not allowed, they're looking at every possible opportunity, every possible way to do that, so that people everywhere can have an opportunity to respond to the grace of God that's been given to us in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I see, guys, is like when they smuggle Bibles in, and the leaders in the country are saying, "We don't want your religion." You know what I mean? Now, in other words, the Christian gospel is life, okay? And how do you get the message to them about the life of Christ? You know, like. He died for us. He rose again, and so on. You know, and kind of breaking it down, and then to me it would be easier rather than forcing our so-called religion on them. You guys understand?
Well, certainly, David. I mean, the idea with any missionary endeavor, the idea with this particular radio broadcast, for example, is just to deliver the truth, to get it out there in a way where it can be heard and people have an opportunity to respond to it. So it's not a matter of forcing your religious views on someone else. It's just a matter of giving a person the opportunity to examine the person and work of Jesus Christ and to allow the Spirit of God to draw them to their own conclusions. But David, we do have to realize what Paul said in his letter to the Romans, and it's this: for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. So there is a concerted effort among the forces of darkness, and their agenda is being carried out within humanity itself. But there's this agenda to suppress the truth about God, the truth about Jesus Christ. So to deliver it, to be a voice, to share that good news, is a risk in this world, isn't it?
And we have to
understand it is worth the risk. It is worth the risk that we take because the spiritual lives of people are on the line. Their eternal destiny is determined by what they believe about Jesus, and so we want everybody to have that opportunity to hear about Jesus and have that opportunity to put their full weight of trust in His death, burial, and resurrection.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, David. Thanks for your call.
All right.
Great to hear from
you.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to Frida, listening to us in Monticello, New York. Hi, Frida.
Hi, Frida.
Hi, Bob. Yes, and welcome back, Bob Davis. I love your perfect radio voice. I just have to say that to you.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so you know how people say that we have to be ready for Jesus' return? Okay, so... But as new covenant believers with Christ living in us, should we really be saying that we have to be ready for Christ's return? Because isn't that with the Spirit of Christ living in us, we are ready, equipped, and ready for His return? And wouldn't it seem like that could be turned into like a work of trying to maintain that readiness? And in the light of this question, can you please explain, I had to write the verses down, Matthew 25 and Revelation 19:7, which talks about being ready.
Okay, well, Frida, good question. And as you were asking that, I was thinking about what Paul wrote to the Thessalonians concerning the day of the Lord. And this is in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. We have already been readied for that event. When we come to Christ, when we receive Jesus, when we're made alive together with Him, and when God sends His Spirit to take up residence in us, then we are sealed and readied for that day of redemption, that revealing of Christ when he comes back. So we have something that we're looking forward to. We're anticipating. The world looks to that day in fear, in fearful expectation. Why? Because they know judgment is close at hand, and that's what they're afraid of. But we are not afraid of that. Why? Because we know our judgment went upon Jesus 2,000 years ago. So the gospel itself readies us for the second coming of Christ. And not only does it ready us for that, it puts an eager anticipation inside of us. That is our great hope, isn't it?
Yes.
When Christ comes back, he's coming back for us. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for me. He's coming back for all who have been made alive together with him. So we long for that day. We look forward to that day. So that's great news. But Frieda, you've already been readied for that day. You have the Spirit of God living in you. Now, you had a question about Revelation 19.
Yes, Revelation 19:7 and Matthew 25:10.
So it said, let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Well, again, how does the bride make herself ready? Well, you clothe yourself in the bridal gown, so to speak, and that is the robe of righteousness. And so we've been prepared for that by receiving the gift of God's righteousness. So we are right with God. So again, that happened the day that you received Jesus Christ. You received his righteousness. He made you righteous. And so you have been prepared. God has prepared you for this. Now, there's nothing that we can do through human effort to make ourselves ready, or through works of the law or anything like that. No, we can only be made ready for this event by the grace of God. And so the grace of God has done that. The grace of God has freely justified us and declared us to be righteous. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. It almost seems like, it's like, what if a person is struggling in sin and Jesus comes back and they have this heavy weight of saying, okay, well, I wasn't ready for Jesus' return, of saying, like, I wasn't free from these sins that I was struggling with, but I knew that by the Spirit of Christ living in us, like you said, we are ready by the Spirit of Christ. So it's just the grace of God is such amazing good news.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So the very thing that you want, and that's to be ready for his coming, the grace of God has already done in your life.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Great question, Frieda. Great to hear from you, as always.
Bye. Thanks for the kind words.
Yes.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742, and we extend our sincere thanks to all of those of you who support Basic Gospel every month. And right now, we want to emphasize the importance of your support as we approach the end of our fiscal year on Wednesday, the 30th of this month, now just 14 days away. It's really important, friends, that we all pull together to close this financial year without that carryover debt that so many times happens to ministries for airtime and other expenses. So please add your gift at the earliest possible moment. You can do that when you visit basicgospel.net. And when you do, we want to show our appreciation for your support by sending you a wonderful resource called Love Is. And we want to send you a copy just to say thanks for your gift of love to support Basic Gospel. So click donate at basicgospel.net and be sure to request your copy of Love Is.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hey, Mary Jo.
This is just a simple question, but what's the Christian definition of humble?
Well, it means really to see yourself in light of the truth, That's what it means to be humble, to not think of yourself more highly than you ought. So we as human beings, Mary Jo, are created beings. God is the only independent one. So when we see ourselves in light of who God is, that humbles us. We can't boast about ourselves. We can't tell, you know, one-up stories, as you know, with God, and try to one-up Him. We're just not on that same level. So if we see ourselves in light of who we are, in contrast to who God is, I think that that's going to humble us. And in humbling us, then it puts us in a position to receive what God has for us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So humility is vitally important. God gives grace to the humble, but He rejects the proud. So God is an independent being. He can act totally from within Himself. You and I are dependent creatures, and so we need to depend upon someone or something for meaning and purpose to life. So when we recognize that, then we can put our dependence upon God and experience His life everlasting through faith in Jesus.
Yeah, the triune God.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, I struggle, like, I have trouble grasping it some days, but I just think love is patient, love is kind. That's what it also means.
Well, that is love, and when you're humble, that puts you in a position to receive that love from God. Pride says to God, I don't need your love. I can do this on my own. Pride says, I want to do it my way. But the humble heart says, hey, I need what God has for me. I need God in my life. I need Jesus in my life. And so when you're humble, you put yourself in a position to receive the goodness and the kindness and the grace and the mercy and the love of God as He's poured it out on us in Jesus.
Okay. All right. That helps some. I'll get the CD and listen to it several times.
Okay. That sounds great, Mary Jo. Thanks as always for your call. Let's quickly go out to Hawaii. I wish we were going out there and talk to Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Doing well. We just got about 30 or 40 seconds, so glad you could hop on with us. You have a question about healing?
30 or 40 seconds, Bob, I'll just say this. I'll just say that I pray that your grace message will go out there and you can maybe bring some healing, because there's a lot of harm going out there to a lot of different children, God's children, and He cares about them.
Absolutely.
My question was, why was that Jesus could heal, but I see a lot of death and destruction inside these religious institutions? And I see a lot of harm going on, Bob.
Well,
get an answer to it.
Yeah, well, it comes down to the truth. It's the truth that sets us free, and that truth is all about Jesus Christ, the forgiveness that He brought to us, and the everlasting life that He brought to us. And in that, there's healing for the soul, and there's this opportunity to experience the true freedom that we have in Jesus. Well, Brian, we're out of time. You call again, okay?
Yes, indeed. And everybody, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. A reminder that we have this great resource we'd like to send you to say thanks for your gift of support to Basic Gospel. It's called Love Is. It's all about the love of God that He has for each one of us. We hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to support this ministry and this message of grace in Jesus Christ, and at the same time, be the recipient of Love Is. We want to send you a copy. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your cordial invitation to be back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Get your calls ready. Get your questions ready. We'd love to hear from you as we return to the airwaves tomorrow at this very same time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.